Phil Herring has been battling a brain tumor for quite some time. We held a dinner for him in December that I think most of you attended, if not all of you attended. And he wanted us to be sure to let you know that he deeply appreciated everybody's attendance at that dinner. It meant a lot to him. Subsequent to that dinner, he and his wife and his son had a Christmas vacation down in Puerto Rico. They had a great time. We have a bunch of pictures from that. Phil went, I don't know if all of you know, but Phil spent a number of years living in Puerto Rico before he came back to work for the council. So he was able to meet with a couple of the people that he knew. A chef he knew now owns a classy restaurant that he went to. He went deep sea fishing with a guy that he used to work for as a mate. So they had a good time on that trip. He's continuing to his fight with his brain tumor. He still is wearing his headgear, and he is still getting, they don't consider it chemotherapy, but it's some sort of medical treatment periodically where he has to go in and get infusions of a drug in order to combat the cancer. He has, however, decided to resign his position from the council and retire from the council staff. In large measure, this is because that enables him to maximize the benefits he gets from long-term disability and some of the other benefits that are there. So he is no longer officially employed with us as of Monday of this week, I guess, is when he actually signed the note. Those of you who know him only recently, Phil joined the council, I think, in the late 80s, early 90s. He came to work for us. He was directly involved in Amendment 5 and Amendment 7 and the first, 33 or 34 of the groundfish frameworks that went on from about 1996 to 2000. If you ever go back and look, you'll see that they had meetings where they initiated like 15 groundfish frameworks at one time. Then they would roll them into one framework, but it's kind of bizarre. So he was very involved with all of that stuff with groundfish. He then transitioned and started working on the herring FMP, which we all thought was appropriate that Phil Herring was on the herring FMP. And then eventually he worked on monkfish. And over the course of the time, he also did a lot of other things, probably one that I don't know if all of you knew about, but you probably noticed in the last few months without realizing it. Phil was sort of our expert on the sound system and was responsible for organizing the sound system. You might have noticed we've had some problems with the sound system the last few months, and part of that's attributed to the fact that he's not around to keep us all straight on how we're supposed to be doing this stuff. And he also was very involved last year because of the tie-in with the monkfish plan. He kind of led the charge with, at least from our staff's point of view, with some questions about the sturgeon biop and its impact and the attribution of sturgeon takes to different FMPs. And, you know, I'm not sure we can give him credit necessarily for the reevaluation that the center did, because I think they did that on their own. But Phil was quite loud and quite vocal that, you know, something was rotten in Denmark when we first got that kind of stuff. He also managed over time, working behind the scenes with the Monterey Bay Aquarium and the way they were evaluating monkfish on whether it was a sustainable seafood or not. He battled them for quite a while and eventually convinced them that their evaluation was an error and they bumped monkfish up towards the more sustainable level. So we still have a lot of contact with him. Many of our staff are still stopping by to see him and are involved with him. We're continuing to help him. We'll let you know how he goes. We're keeping our fingers crossed and hope that his health turns out all right. But he's still having a very tough time.
Sure. John. I don't know whether this is appropriate, but I just think that, and I don't have anything prepared. I said my piece at the party, and that was tough enough, but I just think that I wish I had something written, but I think perhaps someone can write something down. But I think I would move that the council go on record to accept Phil's retirement or resignation with profound thanks for 20 years worth of service, and extend our best wishes for everything he's done for us, and just make that a lot more flowery than I just did, but can convey for us what sounds just doesn't seem to be working right now, but what we all mean.
Thanks for that, John. I see everyone's heads nodding. So, Doug.
Yeah, I think it might be appropriate to note in that note to Phil that probably this was seconded by all council members.
Is there any other business to come before the council? Seeing none, we'll see you all in a month. This meeting is adjourned.